AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Congressional leaders have unveiled a stopgap spending bill to fund the federal government into March and provide more than $100 billion in emergency aid for recovery efforts from Hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer has a GOP report on January 6th.
House Republicans have concluded its former GOP representative, Liz Cheney, who should be prosecuted for her participation in the congressional probe. The findings echo Trump's desire to punish his perceived enemies, including Cheney and members of the January 6th committee that Trump says should be in jail. Cheney says that the report disregards the truth. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new charge for the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO, murder as an act of terrorism. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
This was a killing that it was intended to evoke terror. And we've seen that reaction.
A senior U.S. military official says a couple hundred North Korean troops fighting with the Russians have been killed or wounded battling Ukrainian forces. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli forces will stay in a buffer zone on the Syrian border for the foreseeable future.
Standing atop Mount Hermon, about 6 miles from Syria's border with the Israeli-held Golan Heights, Netanyahu said Israeli troops will remain until another agreement is found to ensure the Jewish state's security. It was apparently the first time a sitting Israeli leader stepped foot that far into Syria. Israel's capture of the demilitarized area in Syrian territories drawing criticism that it's violated a 1974 ceasefire setting up the buffer zone. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says a deal is a deal.
Occupation is occupation. Whether it lasts a week, a month, or a year, it remains occupation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. The National Film Registry is growing. Margie Zaraletta explains.
I wonder what Great Dane tastes like, man.
The Library of Congress has decided Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke is worth preserving forever. It's one of 25 movies added to the library's National Film Registry for their cultural, historical, or aesthetic significance. Dirty Dancing, Beverly Hills Cop, and Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan made the cut this year. So did The Miracle Worker with Anne Bancroft, Spy Kids, No Country for Old Men, and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
The newest film is The Social Network from 2010. The oldest is Annabelle Serpentine Dance from 1895, a minute-long film of dancer Annabelle Moore that was considered scandalous at the time. And I owe it all to you. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.